This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, Episode 13. Yeah, 13 episodes in already as we get you set for your fantasy draft, organizing your leagues, and the start of the 2021 football season. Thank you, Hooters. Specifically here in the greater Tampa Bay area where I call home, the original Hooters brand has been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the last 5 years. This year is no exception. New location for the original Hooters brand, 16070 State Road 54, Odessa, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway, is the newest Hooters location in the greater Tampa Bay area. It is spacious. It is a modern look. It has a wonderful outdoor dining area. Check it out, 16070 State Road 54 in Odessa. Don't forget about all the other terrific Hooters brand, original Hooters brand locations. One that has hosted many of our previous fantasy events on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. My friend and fantasy podcast league player, Tony Metzler, manages the John's Pass location back in the area where I grew up on the Gulf beaches here in the Tampa Bay area, played Little League baseball not far from John's Pass. My friends with then Sports Fanatic, that was either their first or second location in John's Pass Village, what turned into Lid's Locker Room and the Derda family, cashed in very nicely in later years. So visit Tony at the John's Pass location. Tony used to be at the 4th Street North location. We've done some fantasy events there, a very popular location in St. Petersburg. And remember, for easy online ordering, just go to originalhooters.com, click the order icon. It's in orange in the upper right-hand corner, and you can order online easily from any of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thank you, Vince. I worked with Vince for a while in my past life in radio, and Vince is always was a very friendly guy, smart guy, fun guy. Vince is now in Texas, and I'm sure he is an astute fantasy player. But no, Vince, we do nothing remotely. I've talked about this on previous podcasts. I'm sorry you missed it. Another gentleman who emailed me from Wisconsin also realized, for primarily logistical and sponsorship purposes, there are no leagues that I can put together that involve drafting exclusively online without your physical presence. This is important to my sponsors. It's important to me. I also just like seeing everybody. And look, it may reach that point. I know I have podcast listeners. We did one. It was either this podcast or my non-fantasy podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast, where we're up to, I think, almost 170 episodes now. Separate podcast. Find that one if you haven't already. That was, we had proof it was downloaded and listened to in 17 different countries. So I know there are a lot of people out there who don't live in the greater Tampa Bay area. At this time, I just don't have what I need based on what I have to do locally to put together a global online league. It will be considered in the future. The more I hear from you that you want to do it, not just Vince, not just, was it Adam? I'm sorry, Adam, if I forgot your name up there in Wisconsin. The more likely I will be to move in that direction. So sorry, Vince, but thank you for listening. Good luck in your draft and in your leagues this year. I look forward to your questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, or you're just outside the greater Tampa Bay area and you want to drive in and be a part of one of our big draft nights, I need to know now If you're interested in playing in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, yes, you need to physically be there that night to draft. Also, Tony asked, Tony's going to be involved. He said, I know you're not drafting online, but can I bring my my computer, my laptop, my tablet, use my phone? Of course. Yeah, this isn't like a trivia night. I'm sorry if you got that impression, Tony. I laugh at that. I don't do a lot of trivia nights. I enjoy listening to the questions, especially the questions nobody can answer. I was at a now former World of Beer location. I guess they bailed on Hyde Park or Soho. It's not a World of Beer anymore. I was just sitting there having a drink before walking over to Taco Dirty to get some of their great food one night. And they were doing a trivia night. And the question was, other than in 2020, what major sporting event is traditionally run on the first Saturday of May, is held on the first Saturday of May? No one got it. No one. Now, maybe you didn't get it either. All right, I'll just tell you, it's the Kentucky Derby. But it's like, wow. So it just, trivia nights kind of amuse me. I don't know everything, but isn't it fun to know stuff that a whole group of people don't know? So anyway, so no, this is not a trivia night. If you come to one of my draft nights, you can bring whatever you want. All I'm saying is we don't draft online. Your name gets called, you're on the clock, you tell everybody your pick, and then we move on. I enter all the draft data later and launch the league. You will not enter it yourself. You need to pay attention to who is being picked. It's not in front of you. We do it old school style, but with modern Todd Wright standardized standard scoring. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast, is why I use standard scoring. PPR is so 20th century. So this is the podcast. I waited until podcast 13 to rip season-long leagues that use PPR. DraftKings uses it. I play DraftKings. It's not a season-long league. Well, I think there are some, but you know what I mean. Just playing the daily games. Okay. I get it. I don't like it. But you and I can't control what DraftKings does. They're a pretty big entity. They've done pretty well. By the way, shameless praise for DraftKings. I've had some issues in the last few months, just twice, putting in a DraftKings team. I'll give you an example. So I was down in Sunrise, Florida for a Panther Lightning Stanley Cup playoff game. I'm sitting in my hotel, hadn't yet cracked open the Stella to make the walk to the Panthers arena. And I wanted to put in a DraftKings team. So I had a little skin in the game that night for game five between the Lightning and Panthers, just playing Lightning players or Panthers players. I think the Golden Knights were playing later that night and I could have put two together. But I just was trying to put in something. I wanted to have some action that night since it was a big hockey night for me and the reason I made the road trip. Got my team in, I hit send, all these restrictions come up that I'm not of age, I'm not eligible for these leagues. If you think there's a problem, please reach out to us. And I'm like, well, it's not meant to be tonight. It wasn't like, oh, well, you know, this ruins my trip. It's like, okay, I guess I'm not playing tonight. I sent an email to customer service at DraftKings. I cracked open the Stella and I started walking to the arena. Before I even got to the arena, DraftKings responded to my email that fast, basically saying, hi, Todd, we reviewed your account. You're right. You shouldn't have any restrictions. Here are our suggestions. We're sorry if you continue to have any problems. Here's how to contact us. At that point, I had sort of written it off. I was just impressed they got back to me that fast. Something happened similarly with a golf league I wanted to join, I'd say a month ago. Same things all pop up, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I don't have time to deal with this. I got the email right back again. So they're on it. And, you know, maybe me praising them, just saying, can you do some leagues that don't use PPR? That's all I'm asking. How about a non-PPR daily football game? You modify some of these leagues. You have showdowns. You have classic format. You have tiers. I'm sure I'm leaving some things out. No PPR. No PPR. So if someone's from DraftKings actually is paying attention to this podcast, can you add that at some point in the future? Or do you need the PPRs to, so there's more volatility so you don't have ties? Because I know that's why the showdown element exists, because it takes away some of the obvious ties. But a no PPR DraftKings game option would be wonderful because, and I'll come right back to why I did this podcast, PPR is outdated. Many of you have heard me talk about this in the past. Many of you may agree with me. Many of you may have tried to implement this in your leagues and it gets voted down, but it's very simple why PPR is outdated. When fantasy football began, bell cow Hall of Fame running backs dominated the sport. Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas, to a lesser extent, Chris Warren. The game was played on the ground. You had to run the ball to win in the National Football League. Emmitt Smith did. Thurman Thomas got to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Barry Sanders was incredible, but the Lions are a train wreck. Just ask Calvin Johnson as well, or Matt Stafford. So running backs dominated fantasy football so much in that era that fantasy football organizers needed a way to create more of a level playing field. So Emmitt and Barry and Thurman Thomas and Chris Warren and those type running backs wouldn't dominate fantasy football. That as long as you had one of them, you won. So that's why PPR was created. To give more value to wide receivers and tight ends. That's why it was created. So fantasy wasn't skewed so much towards your running backs. I don't know if you noticed, the NFL has changed. It's a passing league. It is a quarterback-driven league. The bell cow running backs, it's Derrick Henry. Right? It's not even necessarily Ezekiel Elliott anymore. The game has changed. Teams win Super Bowls now by throwing the ball. I've made this point on previous fantasy podcasts. The top three fantasy running backs last year were Kamara, Cook, and Henry. Find me any of their teams that played in a conference championship game or the Super Bowl last year. Nope. So the most productive running backs, and we can even go down the list further. Fantasy running back four was James Robinson of the Jaguars. Something I guess Urban Meyer wasn't aware of when he actually had to use his brain on a first-round draft pick late in the first round this year. Aaron Jones, okay. Packers did make the conference championship game. Gagged it, as Aaron Rodgers often does. Montgomery, Taylor, Jacobs, Hunt, Chubb. So one of the top 10 made the conference championship game, Aaron Jones. Maybe the Packers should have handed him the ball in that series, inside the 10-yard line before they kicked the meaningless field goal to make it a 5-point game. It's a throwing game. So fantasy players are smart. Why is this lost on commissioners and owners who continue to play PPR? It's not needed anymore. You don't need to prop up wide receiver numbers and pad them by giving a point for every reception the way you did 20 to 30 years ago. It's not necessary. The value of receivers is higher than ever the way the NFL is played. And I'll give you another obvious example. You're rewarding a player for doing nothing. And you say, well, he's catching the ball. Okay. I could argue, well, that's his job. But just because a receiver or, you know, even a running back, because running backs, you know, Kamara's numbers, the reason he was RB1 was because of his ability, as Ted Gangi always referred to it, tandem offense, combined passing, combined rushing and receiving yards and production there. So you're giving a point to a player for catching a ball. All right. What if he does nothing with it? Why should he be rewarded for catching the ball? If he is productive with the play and you use a yardage-based scoring system, as most do, he will be rewarded for the yards gained. He will also be rewarded if he gets in the end zone. So let's apply this to how football is actually played. Let's say I'm just going to pick a random name from wide receivers. Let's pick Mike Evans. If the Buccaneers have a third and goal from the 6-yard line, I think we all know Mike Evans might be a target on that play. Bucks might look his way, right? If Brady goes incomplete to Evans, there's no points. The Bucks then clearly, you know, they send in the field goal unit. So the Evans owner does not get rewarded. The Bucks do not get rewarded. Let's say Brady connects with Evans for a touchdown. The Bucks are rewarded, and you as an Evans owner are rewarded with the yards, 6, usually translates to 0.6 points, and 6 points for the touchdown reception. Now let me move it back a little bit. Let me take the touchdown out of play. Let's say it was third and 6 from the 12, all right? And this feels less like an Evans play and more like a Godwin play, all right? Third and 6 from the 12. Brady goes back, throws to Godwin, who makes the catch before going out of bounds at the 4. The Bucks are rewarded with a first down, a first and goal at the 4, based on the Godwin catch. So the Bucks are rewarded for that play because Godwin gained 8 yards and a first down. The fantasy owner gets the 8 yards, 0.8. Godwin didn't score, so there's no touchdown. But the Godwin fantasy owner gets points, 0.8 for the 8 yards. The Bucks are rewarded with a first down. Now, let's change that. Let's say, for whatever reason, Godwin catches the ball. It's 3rd and 6 on the 12. Godwin catches the ball. All right, Godwin doesn't do this. I have a lot of respect for him. you know, he's basically been putting up wide receiver one numbers for a couple years, a little bit of a step back last year. But let's say Godwin didn't run the route right. You know, Brady sees him flash open, throws, Godwin goes out of bounds short of that first down at the six. Goes out of bounds at the, you know, at the seven. And it's one of those just like, what were you doing, Chris? You know, you lost sight of where you were on the field. And, you know, even Brady would be like, what the hell? You know, you got to run to the line to gain on that play. Not saying Godwin does this. Other receivers do. But the point being, so in that situation then, Bucks don't get the first down. Right? They don't have a fresh set of downs. They don't have a goal to go situation. The Bucks are not rewarded for that play. You would get the 0.5 points for the yardage. All right. Godwin moved the ball 5 yards. But why should he get points for a reception that give him, in that case, 1.5 points? PPR, that's a 1.5 point play. Meanwhile, the previous example I gave you where Godwin ran past the marker, achieved the first down, and only gets 0.8 without PPR. So with PPR, the play that he didn't move the chains or score, he gets more points for that in a PPR league. Where in a standard league, he did his job better and gets less points for the catch and achieving the first down. There are too many, and often to running backs, receptions in football that do not accomplish anything. They do not accomplish a touchdown. They do not accomplish a first down. They do not gain significant yardage. Why are you rewarding that? At point per reception, you're basically giving away 10 yards of points in fantasy football to every reception. Why? Why are we doing that? You know, there's always a game in the first couple weeks, and I'm sure I'll do this podcast and I'll say, this is why PPR is outdated. It was an Eagle wide receiver, I think, last year in a game against the Giants somewhere early. And he had 7 or 8 grabs for like 36 yards. And most of those grabs didn't result in anything good for the Eagles. Not first downs, not productive. Dump offs, no run after catch. Yeah, he caught the ball, but so what? The Eagles ended up punting or having to run the next play to get the first down. However, so in a standard scoring league, I think it was like 36 yards. In a standard scoring league, his game was worth 3.6 points, which is right because he didn't accomplish anything. In a PPR league, he scored, let's say it was either 8 or 9. I'll go on the low end. In a PPR league, he scores 11.6 for that. Why? What did he accomplish? PPR is outdated. Stop playing it in your season-long leagues. You'll get a truer result in your leagues of who has the wide receivers and running backs that are actually producing for their teams on the field, making more explosive plays, actually accomplishing something. As long as you have the yardage, and I do it based on fractions, that takes care of it. PPR in the 21st century means point for nothing. Let the yardage and the touchdowns exclusively handle the value of receptions in fantasy football. B because that's exactly the way it plays out in the NFL. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Again, if you are interested in playing in one of our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.